Hello, welcome to the Bad Size Manga Podcast. This week I'm joined by Ryu, the Eternal Slumber.
Yes.
But he who stands tall. I'm your host, Ben, as always. This week we're here to talk about chapters 161 to 170 of, not One Piece, Dragon Ball. I don't know why I wanted to say One Piece, but I wanted to say One Piece. Anyway, let's get into it. It's a bit of a late day.
To be fair, they're both pretty hype right now, so...
If you're not caught up with One Piece, me saying catch up with One Piece because it's amazing is not going to change your mind, so do what you want.
No, catch up with One Piece.
Right.
Just do what he says, come on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Dragon Ball.
How long into the episode are we not talking about Dragon Ball?
No. Let's start off right off the bat, you know? We can have post-yap later, I feel, all right?
Exactly. Okay. So, Piccolo's dead.
Baby Piccolo is adorable.
Him is like the fucking tiniest fucking cute as hell.
He's super oversized clones. Come on, shit, that's cute.
Cute as hell. He's like Piccolo Jr., technically. Because he still calls himself Junior.
What do they call him in your like translation? Because like in the prelims, they call him Demon Jr. or something, and it's fucking...
Oh, they just call him Piccolo. They just call him straight up Piccolo.
In the anime, they call him Piccolo Jr.
In the official manga translation, they call him Demon Jr., and I think that's so funny.
Demon Jr.
What are you, Demon? Demon Jr.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say, like, after, you know, Goku managed to kill him, we finally see Goku. You know, now that he's dead, we see him have time to, like, grieve, like, finally grieve the deaths of Roshi and Krillin.
Yeah. True. Yeah. True. Also, add another one to Goku's kill count, then retract one, because he killed Piccolo and Tao Pai Pai wasn't dead, so...
So, it's the same amount.
Same number. I think that still keeps it at nine.
Oh, Jesus, we're higher. Okay.
If we're not, I'm sure the comments will let us know. I just thought that was interesting that, like, because I had taken away from Goku's kill count on my notes, and then I realized, oh yeah, he just killed Piccolo, so like we're net neutral right now.
Not human, it's fine.
Wow. Okay, shit.
How to get canceled?
I don't think Kami's gonna like that.
Gotta be honest.
With you. Anyway, so I like this part, the next part of the chapter, because we got the part where Goku's looking for the Nilbo, because, of course, Tien took it with him to Kame's house. And, like, Goku, I read this shit just, like, quite quick. I flipped through the pages quite quickly, and it was so funny, because it made it more sporadic. It was like him, like, running around looking for
it.
It made it so funny to read. It was like, oh, yeah, I'm looking for a staff. Where is it? It's not here. Where the fuck is it? This is a comics. Let's go to like grandma. Where is it?
I was like a little bit.
I'll kill everyone here.
Also, I had the exact same thing. Where I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how it's like he goes to Baba and just like, oh yeah, can you fight with me? I'm like, okay, I'll fight your fighters. Come on.
And she's like, okay, chill. Like, nah. It ain't that serious.
Wait there, man. It's fine.
You kill Piccolo, bro. You good. You good, bro. You take the rules. You don't even worry about it.
You got it.
You've proven yourself.
Does that mean that, like, you know, whenever he wants, he can have, like, a fortune read from Baba now?
I mean, if not, he'll be there. It wouldn't matter.
To be fair, she also was like, it's my baby brother we're talking about. Come on. You know?
Yeah. True. Okay.
So, who knows? Maybe he has to pay next time.
Who's she getting to get stronger fighters? Because her fighters currently are not it, Chief.
I mean, she can get people from the world of the dead. So she can get a young Piccolo. Yeah. That's just where we are in real life, right? I'm not real life in the current setting already. Right. Yeah.
That would only be the evil Piccolo. It wouldn't be Kame.
Yeah, just get someone like good, a good person that is really strong from the afterlife. Done.
Master Mutaito.
That's actually a good one.
He'd be old, though. But yeah.
That's fine. He's old, wise, and knowledgeable. So.
True. I mean, you only keep that card for Goku. You don't use it on anyone else. Yeah. I mean, I guess Tien and, like, after time skip, all of them, I guess, the group.
Mm-hmm. Right, so, do you want to talk about the time skip now?
No, let's go to Kami. Wait for that.
So he finally gets the staff, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to revive everyone. I'll be back. And they're like, what the fuck? He's got to revive everyone? Shenlong's dead.
Yeah. Also, can we talk about how when he gets to Corrin's tower, it's like, oh, you just use the... Now let me use the Niobo. And he's like, Corrin doesn't tell Goku that Kami, Piccolo were the same person and they look alike.
He said it to Yajirobe, like, oh, he'll recognize him.
Yeah, and he was like, oh,
Karin is just trolling, man. Karin's a great eye troll.
Yeah, he is a troll.
I mean, Kami's gonna live for 800 years. At some point, you're gonna get bored. You're just gonna, like, especially if you live on a tower somewhere. Like, you're gonna
What's he doing? Cultivating beans? Like, come on, that gets boring after a while.
Yeah, who was his last visitor? Roshi? That's like.
In my translation, Goku asks, is God violent? And then. He says, no, he's a great man. And he's like, is that just a little? No, don't be scared. You'll be fine. You won't die.
That's fucking hilarious. Because, like, in the translation, in the official, it's like, is God, like, strong or something? And then he says, no, he's a perfect gentleman. Like,
he's fine. Which is
a lot different.
Yeah. I feel like Goku jumps at him, of course, when he sees him. And he just, like,
which is fair.
It just flicks him away. And I'm assuming Goku went full power. And he was, like, fully healed up and no hunger.
Yeah. He had, like, his ape fist that he used against Piccolo.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Also, can we talk about how some attacks he does when he, like, tries his best?
They're like
he
has, this? Like,
he has, like, the ape behind him. That's really cool.
I think that's just the notion of his max power, right? Because that's his maximized potential. Then, like, he's going full power.
Yeah, exactly. He's going pretty all into this one punch, and then he's gonna do it again and again and again. But besides the point, he just does his full might into that one attack.
Yeah, and he still gets washed.
Yep.
Get rolled. I'm all for Goku taking some L's.
Yeah. You know
this. This is essentially just to, like, the gap in power. I would like a better reason as to why he didn't go down and stop Piccolo himself, besides, oh, I have my reasons. I hope that's just set up and that we're actually going to get to learn something about that later.
I knew there was going to be something like this. Like, I figured they were going to say, like, we're God. We're not going to fucking deal with mortals. Like, it was something like that. I figured it was going to be something like that. Like, I was like, already like, you're strong as hell. Why don't you do shit?
Do you guys remember what Popo said to Kami when Goku left, and he's like, oh, I'll leave Piccolo to you, right? When he's like, see, I don't know what he exactly said, so one of you guys gotta say it, so it's to say if I'm in the clear first. So
I don't know what you're talking about, I gotta be honest.
When
after time skip, you mean?
No, before time skip, I can check it up while you guys talk.
I mean, alright, I just want, like, I'm just gonna talk about that, some time skip stuff. No God has given the power to destroy himself. I've been waiting for a fellow like that, like him, for a long time.
Oh, that part, yeah, exactly.
So I guess he, like, Piccolo doesn't have the power to do that.
Yeah,
I think, again, I think Kami can't intervene most of the time with the normal.
There's a reason. Planet. Yeah, I think the Dragon Ball is, like, the greatest extent he can interfere with the world.
Yeah, he can give shit to the world, but he can't really influence anything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Also, I do want to talk, like, one panel. And it's where Popo is like, you have to be calm, not think of anything. And he's just like, his eyes are just
wide, like, and Goku's mouth.
That's the original, like, dumb Luffy. Oh my God.
I thought you were going to say blackface.
No. Also, you guys got any comments on Popo?
Not I mean, He is very dark, but that, like, that's just the time. Because it reminds me of Jinx from Pokemon, like, early Jinx.
But fun fact, Popo is actually, let me see here, Popo is based on a Hindu deity called Mahakala, I think? I don't know how to pronounce it. That governs time. Probably. If you see, this is the one with the two spoiler tags that I posted in the thing. I can see it.
So we have our chat. Completely forgot that Hut sent us entire like instructions for this week's episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, the one above that is Goku. The one above that is just Goku showing his back because I felt like that was clean. He has a good back. Yeah. Back muscles.
Okay, wait.
I was giving him a 7 out of 10.
I have to check something of vital importance.
Alright.
Okay. It's true. Post time skip. Goku's neck has gotten longer again.
I knew it.
I looked at this, I was like reading the first chapter and like after time skip, like, wait a minute, is his neck longer again? That's so dumb, but I keep paying attention.
I love that is one of the, like, I don't think that's something that we would have ever, like, noticed, talked about, or become a thing if we didn't, like, do this podcast. That's
if we didn't overlap, like, the, like, original Goku in this first, like, Tenchu guy in the second, where he, like, grew after that time skip, where he grew up there. If we would have never, like, overlaid that and checked, like, next to each other, we were like, wait a minute. His neck's longer. At least that was the only thing that really changed, besides his limbs getting a little longer as well.
Yeah, but I love that that's just, like... I think this is about, like, a good time to talk about it, because we're getting to about, like, the halfway point a little bit more.
Because
we're about to enter, like, I don't know... is this a spoiler? Like, you know what I want to talk about with entering,
I know what you're going to talk about.
Would you consider that a spoiler, or...?
It's just one connected series. So
Okay, so we're about to enter the Z portion of Dragon Ball.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And I like that because it's also just like Goku getting taller. That's huge. I like it.
I think this is a good time to talk about, like, I just wanted to talk a little bit about, like, now that it's come up with the, like, long neck stuff. That's one of my favorite running jokes that we have. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we really only would have gotten, that we've only gotten because we're doing the podcast. And
yeah, exactly.
You know, that's just something I wanted to, you know, start, like, take a moment and appreciate that this is a dumb joke that only us and whoever chooses to watch this.
whoever is dumb enough to join us.
Beware ye who enter, for you will know of Tall Neck Goku.
Tall Neck Goku. I feel like there's no one ever noticed that. Or maybe they were like, they're chucking up with something, but we made a complete joke out of it. It's so dumb.
And now we're here. Like, I'm enjoying this. I'm happy that we're still doing this, that we're keeping this consistent.
About the time skip, I'm curious. How old is Goku now, then?
He should be
17?
Let me do the math.
Because so we did 2-3 year time skips, plus he was 11 at the beginning. So yeah. 17.
We had a 1 year time skip.
Who's 18?
So we had a 1 year time skip till the tournament, and then he got the tournament. Mm. Then there was another 3 years.
The next tournament.
Another 3 years now.
So he's 18.
Yeah, he should be 18.
Okay.
I mean, it was not 1 year complete. The first one, like, 9 months. But yeah.
Yeah. So is Bulma in her 20s?
No. Yeah,
she's 2 years
older.
I guess
she was 16. Like, no, she was 16 when he said he was 14. While he was 11, so she's actually 4 years older or 3 years older.
Seven.
I can't remember. 7 years older. So she's 25.
Oh my goodness!
And still single.
No.
I don't know. Like,
Yamcha left her.
Yeah, but he went to look, I don't, like, Bulma barely gets any lines that aren't about the fight that's currently going on, so
yeah.
I don't know how much we can read into her personal life.
Yeah.
And she said it like, oh, Yamcha left me for training, and then...
She's mad about it, but that doesn't mean they're broken up.
Yeah,
They have some shit to work through. I'm not saying they don't, but they don't. They look. They have some relationship.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
If leaving one another for to like go on a journey would indicate breaking up, then my parents ain't good because my dad's going to Suriname for a while in like a week.
I'm
cooked.
Dutch has a lot like different countries.
Though to be fair, he was away for 3 years. So
okay, yeah, that's a bit longer than my dad.
Yeah,
little. I mean, depends. I don't know how immediately. I don't know how immediately quick after what happened here, like after they like revived everyone, how quickly they went to like, hey, let's go to Kami Tower and like spread out. Like how, like it was there some period of like him saying, look, Boma, I really want to train. I want to be strong enough to like match up to Goku at least a little bit. Like was there some talk where he's like, later.
Also, like, I gotta be honest with Bulma's characterization. I have zero confidence that she would give a shit.
Yeah, fair enough.
She would just be mad that she's left alone, which is kind of what's already like being indicated in like the very little text that we do get about it. So
yeah,
and she would be spiteful about it. So as much as I want to be like, oh, you know, they can be adults about it and like talk about it, not with these characters and you.
Yeah, being almost like the character, like, you're leaving me for like a day. I guess I'm getting a new dude then. Like, that's just
fuck you. Yeah.
To be fair, she was single until that point, so maybe she got
that
no game.
That doesn't matter. What?
I'm just saying, maybe she got no game.
I mean, to be fair, she just openly called Goku hot. Like, genuinely.
Yeah, which that feels so weird.
So awkward, yeah.
Like, they've known each, like, I mean, I guess, like, the age difference, I mean, no, the age difference is 7 years. This is
7 years, sizable. Then, yeah. You know, 5 years, because 16 to 11. I'm very retarded. Anyway, we somehow added the 2 back onto that, because the 14 and 16. It's 5 years. It's 11 to 16 at the start.
How we do? I don't know how we did that.
Yeah.
I don't know how we get to 7. Anyway, so she's 23. Early. But still, it's very early.
No, it isn't. We don't have any already issues. We take the L, goddammit.
Yeah, we take the L. Anyway, Hutt was trying to make it nice, but no. No.
I'm trying to help you guys out. I'm just...
Yeah,
we
take
your lumps. Okay,
then we get to the attention of Kai. Then I guess.
Yep.
Okay, I have a thing I wanted to talk about because I thought it was. Oh wait, I have one more thing I wanted to mention about Piccolo. It seems unfair. He can just make a stronger version of himself before he dies.
I don't think he's stronger. I think he was about to send over.
No, it's said that he's stronger.
I think it's yeah, but at the start he wasn't. I'm saying like he probably trained more. Like he's probably the same. Like he took all of his energy. That's why he exploded, right? He took all of his energy, all of his literal like body, and just threw it out. Like all of his life.
Imagine
everything.
If it wasn't fast enough to get out of their explosion range.
Ooh.
Just fucking blew up with him. Fuck.
Like my hope is gone. It's crazy.
And it's like.
My, it's like, what if Superman blew up, like, got killed alongside Krypton? It's like, go, be safe, my son, sees the pod get shut down.
Flies
god
off.
Damn it!
Oh my god. Kal-El, more like dead L. Oh.
Hey, that's
that was bad.
Great.
Anyways.
Yeah, but like, but the Piccolo, I think Piccolo originally was like, I'm overconfident, I'm beat, I'm strong as hell, I don't need to train, right? Like the original Goku, like, and then Piccolo Jr. was more like, I gotta train now. I gotta be as strong as I possibly can. I'm gonna use you 3 years for the next Tsubukai and just train my fucking ass off. I think that's why he's said to be stronger, because he just trained a lot more.
Maybe. Okay. But then, like,
two things. One.
For fuck's sakes.
Okay, listen. One. Holy. Dime. Okay, so like the growth spurt Piccolo went through was huge.
Yeah, he was tiny baby, and now he's big man.
I mean, all his demons just spawn, and they already are like fully matured.
Yeah.
So like him, that probably took like a day for him because so he had more life force in him. It probably took a little longer, but like still like a day or maybe a week or a month, mm-hmm. but not the full 3 years.
Yeah. Also. Them going to Korin, that was great. Them also like taking on the endeavor of climbing the tower and turning to Korin, that was great.
I love Goku going back in time. That, so, for context, that is one of the... So, Hut told us to watch a filler episode. And that filler episode is, like, Goku going back in time, meeting up with Mutaitu, young Roshi, young Crane, and training with them. Well, fighting Crane, training with Roshi, getting his ass beat by Mutaito, you know, it's a whole thing. So, what, like, I wanted, like, Hug told us to watch that. I did it right before the episode started. Ryu caught a bit of that. Mm-hmm. What I really, like, noticed from that, one, is how much I missed the Dragon Ball opening. Like, that original opening is so fucking good. Oh my god. Like, I was vibing so hard on that. I haven't heard it. Like, what? Like, ages. I'm watching an episode of Dragon Ball. Like, I've listened to the song a couple times in between, but, like, I haven't watched a Dragon Ball episode in years. Like, last time I watched it, I was like 10 or something. So, like, this is long time ago, and, like, this kind of falls into... I've kind of talked about it less and less as we've gone farther into Dragon Ball. Just the fact that, like, I've... Obviously, like, I'm coming at this as somebody, like, who's watched it as a kid and hasn't watched it since, right? So, like, for me, this is big nostalgia. But I haven't talked about it much because, well, these are parts that I pretty much, like, remember, like, bits and pieces, but not because... this is stuff that I don't remember from actually watching it, but I remember from, like, seeing stuff online.
Yeah, exactly.
So to, like, actually go back through it and read this stuff, it's a very different experience to watching it. But the vibes are very different. But when we watched that filler episode again, that was exactly the vibes I remember. Like, I don't remember actually, like, most of the filler episodes. I've watched all of them, but I don't remember most of them. So it was a very interesting experience of just, like, watching me, like, having this weird familiar, like, sense of familiarity and just being there. Like, you know, I remember these voice actors so well. I remember the voices. I remember the music. And then just having this, like, oh, yeah, I kind of vaguely somewhere feel something familiar for this setting, for what they're doing in this filler episode, what they're talking about. And it's just, it's something that, like, I haven't been able to, like, talk about in this sense because we haven't watched filler episode for one of these episodes. But I just wanted to know, to, like, talk about it. If there's anybody watching this who watched Dragon Ball as a kid and things like, it might not be as good. It might not be as fun. Like, I haven't watched it in forever. Like, I don't want to ruin that. If, like, just go watch it. Like, honestly, the music and the vibes are still there. Like, I think it, like, as long as you know that, like, obviously, like, the storytelling at the beginning as what I've been yapping about for most of this podcast duration, like, the storytelling at the beginning doesn't hold up as well. It definitely gets better as time goes on.
It's good right now, I feel.
I think it's pretty good, yeah. And so I've done less complaining. But if you keep that in mind, I think you'll have a great time just revisiting something from your childhood.
Yeah, that's
what I wanted to talk about with the filler episode. I don't have much to say about what actually happened. That was just mostly on the vibes.
Yeah, fair. Like when you witness an opening for a show, like any could be any show. I had this when I rewatched Inazuma 11 a little while back. Like the actual openings. I watched them in Dutch because I rewatched them in Japanese now, like the original language, and the opening is the actual backing tones are the exact same. It's just the text that is different, but it still has the exact same like tonal flow and whatever. So the vibe is the exact same, which I love. It's so great to just go back. Also, the openings are just a better vibe to watch when you know you're going to watch an episode right after, like the actual episode
comes. I think there's something to that, definitely.
I think that helps with like the actual vibe. Like it gives it's you the mentality.
It's actually an intro instead of the whole experience.
Exactly. I think that makes it better.
Yeah, because that's what they were designed to be, right? Like they're designed to be
an opening.
Intro, an opening, not like a whole song that like you're going to listen to and that's it.
True.
There are still some great songs that came Oz openings, but
oh yeah, yeah,
definitely.
But that's not.
All I think Bluebird is one of them.
Bluebird is great.
Yeah, but like I also think like for also in context, I'm talking about the Dragon Ball dub. I'm talking about that dub. That dub song is. That's my childhood.
It's on the same level as the fucking what's it called, the like One Piece rap,
the Four Kids dub rap.
Four Kids dub rap. Yeah,
that one's good as like a meme.
It's memey good. Yeah,
I think it's
yeah.
Good.
This one's like Dragon Ball dub opening genuinely good.
Yeah.
Listen genuinely to that phenomenal as well. Yeah, that was real good. Okay, so now back to like actual like Dragon content. Ball.
So I want to talk about Shang-Long. When he comes back, my brain was still so. Oh, we have to revive like Rosie and Krillin like two separate times. I feel like because we revived the like Upa's dad at once, right? We did one revival.
Yeah.
I never really thought about the fact you could just like, oh yeah, revive everyone that got killed by Piccolo, and then you just do that.
Yeah.
So they show us all the characters we know of, all the friends. But did they also revive all the people that were in the one town who just fucking wiped the whole map?
I'm assuming so, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, no, fuck.
Respect your friends.
Mutaito should be back. Because he got killed by Piccolo. But no, he died from exhaustion due to his own technique. He didn't get killed by Piccolo. Otherwise, he would.
It's also, back. I know you want me to resurrect your friends that were killed by Piccolo. So it's only the people that we know as the friends of Goku and Tien and whatever.
Man, that's like, some dick-ass wording. Why not just get everybody back, you bitches?
It's a genie. They always go back on their wording. It's a genie,
no,
right?
I'm saying like, why didn't like Goku say like, oh no, because you get like bring back everyone?
Goku can't do the wish. Goku was still up at the sanctuary.
Okay, so what about the other 17 people that were like standing down there like?
So to be fair, Goku did make the wish because Goku said it to Kami, and Kami made Shenlong give like with the information of the wish that was need to be granted.
Okay, like, so then my original point stands.
Yeah, exactly. Like because Shenlong tells the group Son Goku is shredding the sanctuary for the next statue of a guy. So Shenlong knows, yep. AKA Goku made the wish at Kami. He's like, I revive my friends for Piccolo killed, and then like, and then he was like,
I mean. They did.
I guess Goku's a fraud. He doesn't actually care about
the also, although I know you want me to resurrect, and like he says, I know you. I know what you want. Doesn't ask confirmation because he says right? Question mark. Just does it. He doesn't ask. He doesn't.
17 wait. Flights of stairs. Are you good?
I'm fine.
Everything. And a boxing match.
But we also got to see panels of like Nam and Giren get resurrected, right? So
yeah.
And I don't think Goku thinks, or they think of them as like friends, you know?
Goku does. Goku just likes strong people, and so in that sense, Goku just thinks of them as friends.
Nam, I can see him thinking of as a friend, right? But, like.
Ginnon.
Ginnon.
The monster's like, so he's so confused as well. Like, why is he in a like, capsule? He's also in like, one of those like grave old capsules as well.
That's called a coffin.
I forgot the word.
Coffin capsule.
To be fair, there probably are capsules in this universe.
They probably are. I believe
it. Does Capsule Corp just have a monopoly on this like technology?
I'd assume so, because like,
okay, Bulma is
rich as shit.
After a certain amount of time, that at least the original like patent for the capsules would go out of it would like the patent would run out. So then other people would be able to use this technology. And also, it's like, it seems almost inconceivable to me that nobody else on the entire planet can think of or do anything close to the capsule technology.
It's only 20 years for patents. I thought you were talking about, like,
isn't that a
copyright? I know is 100 years. Oh, so
yeah.
I was like,
yeah, but crazy. Copyright and patents are different. So patents are, I believe, for somebody will probably correct
me. Inventions.
Inventions. Yeah. So that would be something like the capsule, but the marketing of like the content being like Capsule Corp or like, you know, calling it a capsule, that would be 100 years. But that's just naming and branding.
Yeah.
So the actual invention, like Bulma's already like she's already in her 20s. So assume and like it's pretty much indicated that like she's had this luxury all her life, which indicates that her that like the like capsule technology has been around for at least 20 years now. So it should be like it should be you know, available to other people at this point.
It should be, but do remember it's very complicated because Bulma's like Dragon Ball scanner was super hard to replicate. Like it was super difficult. The only one that could replicate it was a literal baby that had like superpowers to like psychologically copy everything. So like with like a giant IQ. So like the only things I feel
when
like,
did this happen? Wait.
You don't remember that? When he went to like the scientist at like I forget what village it is, but like the oh. kind of broke and he had to go
wait,
to that
this
one.
This was with
playing.
Ariel, right?
The yeah, with Blue. Yeah, okay. It was with the but he was fighting Blue, the general Blue.
Yeah, I kind of just like phase that out of my brain because Dr. Slump
makes sense. Over. Like the whole Dragon Ball scanner in itself was very complicated, let alone a capsule, a machine that can giantly expand and then collapse back into like a small capsule without getting weight.
Think about like any life changing technology that we have today, like you know, computers, phones, all that stuff. Like, think about like 20 years ago. Or, like, even, yes. like, farther back, right? Like, assuming, like, the start of that is, like, 80.
Or, like, the wall phone. Like, the giant box where you have to, like, hold, like, two things to your mouth and there. Yeah.
That was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And, then, like 50 it
years
seems
ago,
like...
we had, like, the wall the phone with, like, the giant, like, the shell thing. The, like,
phone
the...
lines. Yeah, we had just rotary phones. So, yeah, and that's, like, 50-ish years. It's implied that like Bulma's had this world for all her life, so that's at least 25 years.
Yeah.
So we should definitely be getting to a point where there's like competitors of like Capsule Corp and like maybe not as advanced as Capsule Corp, maybe like they do keep maintaining this, but like there would be competitors, there would be other people who figure this out and probably like innovate in ways that Capsule Corp wouldn't think of because that's just the route that technology goes.
Yeah, like someone makes an original idea and then someone else takes that idea and thinks of it in a different way because different brain. I do want to say maybe it's a thing where Capsule Corp just buys them up. Just doing Elon Musk, just buys them whenever they like, start up, just gives them so much money. They're like,
that is where I believe there should be, there's a lawmaking for that. Because I believe there is a limit to the amount of market share that a company can have. So if Capsule Corp is buying up its competitors, it has a limit to how many competitors it can, like, you know, do a takeover of, because they can't have a majority market share in their industry.
Yes, but this is Dragon Ball World, so shit might be different.
Supposedly.
I mean, we're talking about the economy in the Fight manga. I think.
I like how you call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, fair.
Actually, there is a question.
Also, patents are probably different there as well. If they're even the thing,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a furry as like the president of the whole world. I don't know if their laws are going to be.
I don't know the laws are that great.
His name is.
It's discriminating against them, goddamn.
Also, question, right?
Yep.
If like, No, I was going to talk about like the discrimination in the Dragon Ball world because like. Are there, like, multiple forms of discrimination and, like, they're, like, huge? Is there, like, a huge spectrum, like, between them? Right? Like, if you're black and white people, and if you're human, you're in here, and there's, like, a separate, like, there, right? And then there's, like, for animal people here. Like, how would that work?
Are you talking about, is there, like, a sliding, are you, the way you, like,
is there more racism towards the animals besides and then outside of the humans? Like the entirety of humans just hate the animals, and within the humans themselves they have racism as well. Is that what you're like implying?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
What tends to, so like I can't like I don't know about Dragon Ball, but generally in stories like this, it's like kind of widely accepted as well that like the only way humans are going to band together is if there is a different threat, an outside threat. So, I think it very much depends on if they view the like animal people as an outside threat. Because if so, I can very much see that they would probably think of them as, like, and then they would, like, probably not really be that much discriminating, because it was like, we gotta get these guys, they aren't animals, I don't got names, wait.
Like, this could go two ways, I think. I think it's, like, either, yes, the animal people are superior than to the humans, like, physically. Let's think Fishman from One Piece.
Yeah.
So they hate him because of that, because they're stronger. Or they're weaker, so they hate them because they're... Not hate him, but they use them as pets. They think of them as lesser beings, like we think of most but animals.
Even in One Piece, humans are seen as above fishmen, right?
Yeah.
So even if they're physically stronger or weaker,
I think, like, obviously we're talking about the history of this world at this point, because right now it seems to be pretty, like, even.
Yeah, always like this? Like,
is Roshi racist against animal people? Do you think, like 300 years ago, like, do you think that was, like...
Ooh.
Was that why he doesn't, like, vibe with Oolong as much as,
Oolong is just annoying. Let's be honest.
Is Oolong one of the, like, furry people, then? Because pigs do have a little layer of hair.
I'm just thought, look, I just refer to the furries as, like, the animal people, so yes.
Yeah, I'm just thinking animals.
Fair enough. Because he went to, like, he can transform because he went to transforming school. So that's not a thing because he's a pig.
No. Because Poir can also do it.
Yeah.
See, I was
good. Also, RIP, Poir and Oolong's usefulness.
Yep.
Yeah.
They have just been sitting at Roshi's place for the last, like, 100 chapters, man.
I mean, they've been vibing. It's been
hanging out. That's true.
Having a good time. Okay, so let's say, probably move on, since we're, like, halfway through the chapters, right? So the random woman that approached Goku,
Chi-Chi.
What? No.
Wow, I really played that one off well.
I didn't expect him to just say it straight away, right? Okay, whatever. Okay, it's it's common knowledge.
That's crazy.
Yikes. I mean, of course, Goku wouldn't remember because he changed so much, but you expect him to, like, still recognize him. You know what?
How did you recognize her?
Honestly, because I know a little bit about spoilers from later on, so I knew she would be, you know, of course, who she was older on. Mm-hmm. So I knew, like, a little bit more. So that's why I recognize her mostly.
Uh-huh. I remember watching this, and I was just like,
that was dumb.
You're in Goku's mindset. You're gonna be in Goku's mindset.
Yeah, because, like, we watched this as kids. So, like, we were like, what the fuck? What? We haven't seen you?
There's so much shit that happens.
Back in the day, did you also think, damn, there's some shit that happened in the interim, like, in the time skip?
I was thinking either that, or she, like, basically, like, met her off screen at some other point. I was like, I'm not supposed to know who this is.
Yeah, like, we're gonna have, like, a flashback of, like, oh shit, they did X and Y, like, in the time skip. No, not Z. They did ZA. Yet. Pokemon Legends ZA.
Can't wait.
What are you, is this an ad?
I'll show for Pokemon.
Yeah, for
I'm in. Definitely in. Yep. Also, so Tao Pai Pai's back.
Yeah,
Cyborg.
Cyborg.
My notes for Tao Pai Pai were, Tao Pai Pai's washed, get him!
He really is washed. Genius fucking steamrolled him.
He washed Chao Tzu.
Yeah, but yeah. When has Chao Tzu been useful?
For doing the ranking.
Yeah, trading around the numbers.
In the fighting, it's mostly
Wow, he's a support character through and through.
Yep.
He's Law.
Supporting cast.
No, but Law's got some DPS on him.
Yeah.
I
can't relegate him to support only, but he's, like, probably the best supporting in One Piece. Anyways.
I wanted to talk about something, like, Roshi said, don't push yourself beyond your limits.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting statement. Because
he means...
Don't take it too seriously, because he knows there's going to be a fight between him and, like, Piccolo anyway.
Roshi doesn't know Piccolo, right?
Roshi doesn't know Piccolo.
Oh!
Roshi doesn't know about Piccolo at all. Only Goku.
Oh, shit.
No, so far. As Kami and Popo too, but like Roshi and Tien are no, I mean Goku and Tien are the people that are in the tournament that know right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like
and I get like bettering yourself and stuff. And I think maybe what he means is don't push yourself past your limits that you like on the daily basis, like you collapse every time, right?
Yeah.
Probably not do that every day. Like
gradually. I mean, he said it like right before they enter the tournament, so I don't think that like
he did okay, and then he's probably for like the tournament, like fighting.
Yeah,
probably not.
Yeah, but like I think that's interesting because isn't like pushing one's limit like one of the main things that like the characters are like known for? Like
it's a shonen,
like,
right?
That's they like... keep going. They go. They push past their limits. They surpass them right then and there. You know, like. It's not like
in Yami's words, surpass your limits, you know.
So like, it seems weird that that's something that Roshi goes out of his way to say, "Hey, don't do that."
Yeah.
So like, how are you guys interpreting that?
I don't know. It was a weird statement. Like, I also thought like you, like that's weird because it's a shonen. Like, this is the genre for pushing past limits, going to the end, and then continuing and.
Yeah, does this indicate that like we've like misinterpreted something like horribly, or is this just a throwaway line? Like
it probably is a throwaway line, I think, because otherwise this is, does make like zero sense for Roche to say. I think.
Hut, your thoughts?
I interpret it as like, don't take this as like an extremely serious fight. For example, like what Tien did against Yamcha the past
round. Yeah,
probably not go to that extreme, but like still have like a good fight, you know.
Alright. Okay, I can see that. Okay. You guys have anything else you want to talk about?
Tien just washing Tao.
Tao was
wax on, wax off, you know?
And it really showed, like, Tien is a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be fair, he was as fast as Goku was back when, I feel. Like, Goku's not even faster, I think.
Yeah, they were matching each other. They were just as strong as each other, right?
Yeah.
Also, one thing I noticed, Goku has not won a martial arts tournament yet, right?
No.
Nope.
He has not won a single one.
Is this going to be the first time?
Maybe. I actually, as much as I talk about Goku taking L's and liking it, I haven't mentioned that yet, and I think that's a damn shame, because that's actually really cool. That, like, we're this far into the story, and he still has yet to win one. This is the third one we're going into.
Mm-hmm. There's always someone stronger than you. Something Popo said, which I like. Yeah. I actually, when I read that, I was like, oh, that's good. I like that. Because that's also what, like, Roshi was trying to say.
There's always something
strong. It shows like unity of like the great masters, that like that is like the prevailing thought, that there is always somebody stronger than you, and this is something held even by the people up in heaven, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a thing of like the great masters will always want to train, like even if you're strong, super strong, you want to still continue training. So the thought behind still training is there's always someone stronger. Always continue training. That's like, so it doesn't, because you don't slack off. I think that's the reasoning behind it.
Yeah,
you don't just stop training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also liked after Tao Pai Pai cheated, I was like, nah, I don't care about the match anymore. He was like, oh, then I was like, oh, you know, just Tien won, and Krillin and Yamcha were like, all right, let me jump in.
Let's scrap.
He broke the rules. Tien's won, and Tien was like, nah. Yo.
They were like, they're cracking their knuckles. Let's strap. Let's just JJK jump him.
Yeah, they were about to jump this man. They were about to jump this man for real.
Alright.
Yep.
But I think with that, I'm going to end off today's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll see you next week for chapters 171 to 180 already.
Oh my goodness.
And with that, we'll say goodbye to Ryu.
Layers.
Do what?
Wait.
I've been your host, Ben, saying that I've been reading adult Goku's dialogue all in the DBZA voice. We'll see you next week.